just like there's a spiral down into darkness, a box within a box within a box within a box, right? There's also a spiral upward into more truth. The truth within the truth within the truth. The seed within the seed within the seed. The word within the word within the word. You might say, what is he talking about? Well, no matter where you look, the truth is always there. No matter where you look, the anti-truth is always there. I just ate an apple and I forgot to bring me some water. So no matter where you look, it's a fractal zoom. As you fractal zoom into the truth more and more and more and more, deeper and deeper, you also fractal zoom into the opposite. You can actually see the opposite. Everything that God has designed for good, the devil has turned for evil, right? The flesh mind, the old Adamic nature. So as you spiral upwards and see more truth, you also can see the opposite and the delusions and the psychopaths and the legalist and the narcissist and the sociopaths and the old nature is obvious. Like, the more truth you get, the more glaring the anti is, you know. The toxicity, you can see more. You can see more of the unhealthy. It's really bizarro land. The more you dig into the truth, the more you see that this place is anti-truth. The only thing bringing truth and righteousness and holiness is God's word, God's Holy Spirit in his church. And his church is still being changed into his image. So the good news of the gospel, the saints when they walk in the spirit, dying daily. Why would he say die daily? Think about that. The reason he would tell you to die daily is because in your flesh is nothing but sin. In your flesh is nothing but sin. You keep going around the mountain, trying to figure this place out, or trying to find your place in this crazy place, find your spot. Trying to find people that act right, do right. You can only do right by yourself. Create your own little spot by the grace of God. You can try 1,000 times, okay? You come across this situation, it turns into bad. You come across this situation, it turns into bad. You come across this person, it turns into bad. You come across this person, it's nothing but foolishness, sin, death, dark. The only people you can really trust are the true spirit-filled born again. Nobody's perfect, never. I'm not ever saying that anybody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. We preach Jesus, not ourselves. Even in Romans 7, Paul said, the things that I do, I don't want to do. What I don't want to do, I do. And he says, who can rescue me from this body of sin? thank God through Jesus Christ, Romans 8:1. There's therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus, right? So whatever place you're in, unless it's so bad you got to get out, save your life, pretty much set some pillars up, some foundation, and make it work. And if it ain't working and it ain't, you can't find anything, go somewhere else. Start over. Start brand new. Sometimes you got to start new somewhere else, right? You've tried, you've exhausted every resource to make something fit. You try to make a square peg into a round hole and it just don't work. The puzzle pieces don't fit together. So you finally say, I've tried every combination and it's time to move on. I've tried every combination to make this puzzle fit and it ain't fitting, so it's time to move on. All the puzzle pieces don't fit together always. God is going to roadblock everything that you shouldn't be in the middle of. Sometimes we roadblock ourselves, but I promise you, roadblocks, it's not in a man's way to direct his own steps. If the roadblocks are there, they're there for a reason. Say, okay, Lord, I get the hint. I give up. I'm not going that direction anymore. It's obvious. It don't take long to figure out that that is not the path. You tried every thing you can think of to make it work, and it just doesn't flow. That's a huge universe sign. The type and shadow cannot yoke up with the anti-type and the anti-shadows. So if you're born again, you're in type and shadow after Christ. The unsaved are anti-Christ. And the two shall never mix. It's division. I don't like the word division. Well, division's for a birthing, for a reason. Division is a real thing. And you can't yoke up with them because it will be trouble. Trouble with a capital T. Oneness in the Spirit. That's the only place you're going to find oneness. Down here, it's nothing but psychopaths, sociopaths, narcissists, selfish, irresponsible, shapeshifters, blame shifting, projection, false identities. Just keeps going. Keeps going and going and going. Never ends. Never ends. If you take one job, you're going to see the same stuff. If you take another job, the same stuff repeating, unless you work by yourself in some office somewhere. And then you got to deal with your own stuff. Your own thoughts, your own vain imagination.